Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Who are those girls?
It's JK.
Hello. Woo! We're late, but we're back. But we're not late because we told you we were going to be late, which means we're on time. That's how that works.
Oh, okay. Damn, I didn't get a beverage.
Bitch, I couldn't even muster up the energy to make myself a coffee. I am so exhausted Disney.
I could imagine.
My body's aching. I feel like shy. Like, genuinely, this is awful. But wow, what a fantabulous
time.
Guys,
we went to Disney. That's why we're late.
We got you again. Kathleen didn't tell you if she was going or not going. And when we were going, you know, she likes to keep it all a mystery. And we went.
Honestly, they're going to start to catch on to everything that I say.
It's literally so obvious when you're just like, hey, guys, so nothing at all is happening next weekend. We're just gonna be a little bit late, okay? It's like, obviously we're going somewhere.
No, that's, and plus we've been talking about Disney literally all month.
No, literally, because we were so excited. Come on, she was going from the first second. Like, she said no for literally a split second, and by the time
I did say no, I did say no at first.
Yes, but by the time we told them that you were considering Disney, you were already going. We're liars.
Yeah,
we're
filthy
liars.
It's my mental illness, guys. What can I say?
Oh, we're gonna get into that, honey. It's worse than I thought.
Why? What happened?
When you almost killed Emily on the escalator.
Okay, first of all,
we'll talk about that later. No need to say that right now, but
that has nothing to do with my well, it does.
Oh my god, yes, like, it does, Kathleen. Yes, it does.
I know, no, because escalators are also like death machines and they should all be banned. But whatever, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. And we will talk about them. We'll talk about it later.
Right. And we will.
But yes, guys, we went to Disney. We hung out this month. We went to Disney. We had a whole family vacation. My family didn't go, but it was Jesse's entire family. And it was, honestly, aside from the fact that I almost murdered your child, I loved it.
It was such a fantastic time, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Like, actually,
no,
like,
I did. I had a great time. I really did. I will say, you know, it is beautiful to be with such a large family. What a blessing. But wow, what a nightmare. It's like, why do I keep doing that?
The thing is that Jesse, I always tell Jesse, like, Disney is magical, but when you are a group of 17 people,
nightmare
it can get chaotic.
Bro, chaotic it does. Like, first of all, it wouldn't be as chaotic if, like, my dad wasn't in between. So I went with, like, my older brothers, and then I just brought everybody, basically. And we were naturally split into two different groups because my older brothers would, like, kind of go do their own thing, which is totally fine. If my dad didn't make it not fine, he totally was freaking out the entire time. He said, we have to be together. What's going on? And that's when it starts getting really intense.
I mean, I get him. He wanted to hang out with everybody at once, but it's impossible.
Oh my God. It actually was impossible. So we tried our best. But although we had a fantastic time, I am very, very tired. I feel like I always, like, crash after traveling with the kids specifically, unless it's something like Nashville where I was so, like, drinking so heavily. I needed, like, 2 weeks to recover from that. Like, I was not well. But otherwise...
No, but me and Joey were saying it when we were on the train back, because I took the Bright Line. So we met up with Jesse's family in Orlando. Me and Joey took the train on Friday.
You mean Joey, your new best friend, my replacement?
Never. No one would ever replace
me. The only reason I'm not jealous of Joy is because I physically and mentally cannot be jealous of Joy. It's like something within me. Like, he was always the star when we were kids, and I never was jealous. Like, I was so happy to see him on the stage. Like, I genuinely cannot form that thought about him.
Honestly, I think that is beautiful.
Because he's like an extension of me.
I was going to say that. I think it's because you guys are one. Like, several times when we were in Disney, Joey would say something, and then I would walk up to Jesse, and then Jesse would say the exact same thing without hearing that Joey said it.
We are.
Like, you guys really do have twin telepathy.
So if you're close with him, you're close with me, mama. I'm all right with it.
I get you. No, come on. She wasn't that upset. I don't know if you guys saw on my Kathleen Smells TikTok account, I did bro, Joey belongs on Perfume Talk. We need to make
him an account. Oh my God, he's such a perfumista. He really is.
He really is. Talking about layering his perfume dupe. It was just amazing to see.
Yeah, but
honestly,
I do have to say, or actually ask, are you doing that on purpose now without me? Is that like a thing that you're doing on purpose?
No, I'm doing it with whoever I'm sleeping with in the room.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just checking if it was like a conscious thing that you were doing, or like, because like, just like, hopefully it would come up on my For You page and make me angry. Is that what you're trying to do?
No, of course.
Because it didn't work. Never.
This comment is so funny. The Arthur meme.
Yeah, I did comment, oh, hell nah. But then once I thought about it, I was like, this is such a cute video. I'm okay with it. I was way more jealous of the Alex one. Way more jealous.
Of course. Come on. You guys and Joey are like just one.
Yeah, come on. It was so sweet. I loved it.
It was so sweet. And honestly, it was so much fun. So we dressed as Winnie the Pooh characters. I was Winnie the Pooh. Joey was Piglet, Abby was Tigger, and Jesse was Eeyore.
Yeah. What is Eeyore? A hippopotamus? What, like, animal? What is he? Come on, just tell me. Don't make me feel stupid.
You think Eeyore looks like a hippo?
Bro, yeah, kind of, actually. But the tail is not hippo, right? Because do they have fur on their tails? Hold on.
Let me look at his face. You think his face looks like a hippo?
Wait, but can you tell me first, before Googling it, what animal is Eeyore?
He's a donkey, bro.
A donkey? Why is he so, oh my God, God bless, overweight? Wait, that's crazy.
Not you fat shaming Eeyore.
No, but that's like cruel. Like, donkeys are not supposed to be overweight. This is crazy. It's like,
what
a
are
cat.
You talking about? He's really not that chubby.
Kathleen, he can't even stand up here.
Because he's so depressed. Not because he's fat.
Antidepressants do make you gain weight.
I know. But he's clearly not on them.
No, he is on them. Some people could still be depressed even on them. Guys, I'm sorry. I never knew he was a donkey. I thought he was part hippopotamus.
No, but when I look at him now, I can see why you would get confused.
Dude, they put him like super plump frame, and donkeys really aren't like that.
His face is plumpy.
His face is like his face. All of it. And it's like, it's not to fat shame Eeyore at all. The only thing is, it's like with a cat. Like, some people think fat cats are cute, fat dogs are cute. It's hard for me because I know it hurts them so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's definitely a donkey that like has let himself go a little.
Yeah, God bless, it's because of the antidepressants. So that's who they put me as. Is, in other words, the overweight donkey. I see.
To be fair, I never thought Eeyore was overweight until you just pointed it out.
But
I just
he
thought,
is. You know, he's so like, cute, like, obviously. But like,
he's
yeah.
just like a squishy, round.
He's giving hippopotamus. Plump. We looked so cute. Our little family photo is adorable.
Look at this picture. Come on.
And then I had made, like, laughing. I'm so mad about this. I had made earrings for everybody. God.
No, Jesse made the most fantabulous polymer clay earrings I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you so much.
They are literally, no, like, I think they were all precious, but like the Tigger one, the way that you did like the transparency white on the, oh my God. Wow.
Thank you.
Like, you could sell those on Etsy for trillions of dollars.
It took me like 12 years. Actually, that one was easy because I did it with a, I kind of cheated. I used like a cutout for the Mickey ears so that they were all the same size.
Ah, that's not cheating. They're like microscopic. Come
yeah,
on.
Exactly. And I had to like reshape it because the cutout doesn't leave it perfect. Like, you have to like mold it around still.
Of course.
All of that to say, I had made myself some Eeyore earrings. And nobody wants to fess up, but I think Nassim threw them away because they were on a plate because I had just baked them. Somebody did. It was either Nassim or my mom. And it was tragic, and I was so upset.
Couldn't possibly be you, of course.
No, I would have never thrown those away. Never.
No, I know.
Never.
You know, it's always Nassim's fault. Always.
I mean, yes, I did leave them on a Dixie plate on my counter that was cluttered with a bunch of garbage. But I thought somebody would see that and be like, oh, no, like, that's very
These
important.
These are clearly Eeyore Disney earrings.
Oh, it was tragic. Also, I got suckered into buying two hats while I was there. This is one of them, my little Mickey Mouse. I bought this at the airport. I wore this to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, cute. I have the same one.
Yeah, and then I bought my Monsters University hat at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, I love that one. I also have that Monsters University. Yeah, I have like a... I have a chest of Disney hats. It's crazy. Yes.
They really get you. Ball cap central over there.
And the jackets. Look, I'm wearing a new zip up. I have 75 of them, but here I am.
You bought one there?
Yeah. I bought it at the All-Stars Resort.
Wait, but you said it wasn't butter yellow enough for you.
Yeah, but then I looked at it next to my butter yellow nail polish and I said, that's pretty spot on. So I bought it.
Well, it's really, really beautiful. I do love it. So day one was a travel day. Okay, was our travel day. But I did last the whole day. We went to Animal Kingdom.
But we slayed day one.
We did. We really did. We went to Animal Kingdom and it was hot as balls.
First of all, I just want to say that you agree that Parkerway Travel, your travel agent extraordinaire, just gave you a way better experience this time than your Disney experience last time.
Oh, always and forever.
Oh, this time was just so much better. Also, we didn't go to Animal Kingdom last time we were there. And I think that Joey really enjoyed Animal Kingdom in general. Okay, Animal Kingdom has my favorite food and drinks. Like the mango margarita we had.
Oh my God, such a shocking slay. I really did not expect that to be delicious. You know when you order something and you're like pretty sure it's gonna be bad, like, but you're just like, I mean, that might be okay. Like, I feel like margaritas are always bad, almost always, especially in the parks. Like, bro, Epcot, you might find one good margarita, and they have fucking Mexico there. Like, I'm sorry, they really make bad margaritas.
First of all, the thing is that you didn't like that margarita because it had mezcal in it, which I don't like mezcal either, but their avocado margarita in Mexico is fantastic.
Well, That's not what I got. So I fear.
Yeah, that's not what you got.
I can't speak on
that.
I told
her, oh my God, get the avocado margarita. It's so good. She said, perfect. I'll have the orange soda, please.
No, I said I want a passion fruit margarita. At what point did I say, can I have extra, extra charcoal smoky spit in it? Like literally, it was so smoky. You would just taste that. It's like literally like you're sucking a chimney dry.
Yeah, I know. Mezcal is super, super smoky and strong. I'm not a big fan. There are really good drinks in Animal Kingdom, man. We had like that mango. It had like the hing on the rim and it was delicious. It was so, so, so good.
By the way, we are going to be putting up a brief vlog. Actually, it's not that brief. We recorded quite a bit, but we did some like rating, like we rated that smoky margarita. And that's going to be up on Patreon maybe by the time you're seeing this, if not very, very soon after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did like a whole thing, but it was so good. They did give me a frozen Uncrustable at the bar.
Oh my God.
I said, never mind.
Yeah, I literally bought, Kathy and was fucking starving and all they had was popcorn and Uncrustables. And I said, well, mama, here's your Uncrustable. I got it in my hand. It was a hockey puck. I said, here you go. She said, what the fuck? No, and returned it right behind me.
No, no. Yeah. Because I grab it and it's frozen. And Joey's like, no, no, no. Return that. We're not taking a frozen.
Before we say anything else. Wow. We are big time. We're famous.
Oh my God. Guys. Last time we went to Universal, nobody.
No.
But this time.
Kathleen was so hopeful too. She said, oh my God, we're going to get swarmed. This is crazy. Not a single human being came up to us. But our viewership has increased by, according to our calculations, at least 400% because like four people came up to us.
Exactly. We met so many. Oh my God. One of them was a Patreon member and it was so crazy.
She was fantastic.
She was amazing. She was like, guys, I was getting ready right now. Like I was getting ready to come to the park and I was watching the podcast.
Two people came up to us and said, I was doing my makeup watching your podcast. I was like, oh my God. What are the odds?
How crazy is that?
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. It was so amazing. And she was so sweet. My mom actually took a picture on her phone. Here it is. Here's the queen.
Yeah, no, we love meeting subscribers. It's so funny. And then everybody is there. Like recording us, like our crew.
Yeah, Abby and my mom are like recording us being taken a picture with. It's a whole thing. We get really excited.
I love it because it's so funny. We were like, oh my God, let's get a picture. And then we were about to take the picture and she was like, oh, with my phone. And we're like, well, no, first we're getting a picture with Jesse's mom is taking the picture first. And then we'll use
your phone, mama. We need one too. No, she was so, so sweet. My God, though, it was unbelievably hot and it's not even summer. Yeah. I was melting.
As an annual pass holder, I know. Well, we were at March, so that's like the borderline. Between April and September, you cannot go to Disney.
Yeah.
Unbearable.
It's bad. But anyway, we walked around Animal Kingdom, which I feel like it's really beautiful, and I do love Animal Kingdom. Not a ton to do there, I will say. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, there's so much to do there. You're such a fool.
Like what?
Okay, first of all, right now they're changing that whole little section, but they're making it an Encanto section, which is going to be so epic and amazing.
Wow.
And
I'm so happy that future people will enjoy
I'm not
what
done.
What does that mean for us right now?
I'm not done. But there's several rides there. And first of all, that's the park where you like eat. And first of all, you guys did not go to Nomad's Lounge. It's amazing. We had a really good
food. You said we couldn't get in there because it was like really full.
No, the wait was too long.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. There's a lot of things to do there, but it's not a day that you, it's not a park that you spend all day there. It is the smallest park. It's not as crowded. It's the more chill park, but I love it, especially with all the animals and stuff.
There's not a lot to do. It was fun though. I really did like Animal Kingdom. The best drinks were at Animal Kingdom. That was crazy. The mango margarita, yeah. Guys. It was frozen. Absolutely delicious. That was like the best margarita I had all weekend.
And the bowl I had in that Pandora place was
delicious.
Amazing.
With the chimichurri, like chicken and beef and stuff. Wow.
Joey had some tofu. That was the best tofu I've ever eaten.
I did, unfortunately, traumatize my daughter on Mount Everest. But ow. Jasmine just bit me.
Oh my
me.
God. When are we going to get into the, you know, the Proud Family scuffle?
We're not done. We got to go first to Mount Everest. I don't know if I want to share that because I feel like people are going to judge my family. We're just very overprotective people.
No, you better share that. You better share that. You told everybody I stole a cup from Bahama Breeze. You better.
Okay. We'll get to that. We're going to first start with how I traumatized my daughter on Mount Everest, which is a more mild story. Guys, we're obviously not going to show Amelie's face, unfortunately, because wow, it is fucking hilarious.
Oh my God. Jesse, I showed Yomani that video last night when I got home.
Does he think I'm like an abusive mother?
No, not at all. When he heard you screaming, he was like, oye, ella está traumatizando a la vao. And I'm like, no, yeah, she literally doesn't make it better. But like her face, like we slowed it down, whatever. He was crying. Like he was about to pee himself.
Well, since we can't show you, do you want to just recreate it really quick? Amelie's face the whole time?
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That was it. Yeah. She was absolutely horrified. So before you come for me, this girl begged for days. Okay, well, not for Mount Everest. She begged for Tower of Terror.
Which is worse than Mount Everest, bro.
And we showed her the walkthrough and stuff. And then we showed her Guardians of the Galaxy. She said she wanted to go to all of that. She couldn't stop talking about that and Slinky Dog. And oh my God, she would just mention it in a loop. So when we got to Animal Kingdom, Mount Everest was there. And I was like, oh, that's a big roller coaster. It's really fast. She goes, I want to ride the mountain. I said, well, it's not our turn yet because we didn't have a return time yet. And she started crying. She's like, I want to go on the mountain. Like she was like freaking out. I was like, oh, brother. Okay. So we finally get to go on Mount Everest. And this girl was terrified from the line. Like I remember asking her, like, are you scared? And she was just like, no, like that. Like she was like very shaky voice. I was like, oh boy. So she rode with Nassim. I rode with Kathleen. Kathleen filmed the entire thing. Like literally our ride photo, you see Kathleen like
I was holding that stance to get Amelie's like reaction. Yeah, the whole
you
said time.
You had a very good grip on it. It didn't seem so. It was like kind of like a flimsy little grip. I mean, it didn't fall, so I'll give you that. Anyway,
okay.
I don't remember. I haven't ridden Mount Everest since like 2007. So genuinely, I did not remember that ride. Like I knew it went backwards. I knew it got dark. I knew the Yeti thing, but like I didn't really remember like the speed and like if it was a rough roller coaster.
Honestly,
or not.
It's just that little section where it really gets crazy and takes off because the rest of it, she was like chilling.
Bro, it has tremendo drop for a child.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that at all. I wouldn't have had her go.
It's not like a child roller coaster.
Oh my God, I felt so bad. So anyway, I realized, first of all, Kathleen was trying to convince my father to go. My father, who almost had a heart attack on the Mummy in Universal. Okay. This is like 20 times worse than the Mummy. No, your perspective on rides is so fucked.
Mount Everest is worse than the Mummy? Are you out of your mind right now?
And Stephanie also agreed with me. Yes. 100%, bro. It's a bigger coaster. Like it's longer, I think, but it's also just like more intense. Are you fucking frozen? I thought the screen froze. What the fuck was that? I literally was staring like, is she with us right now?
In my head, I was playing the intensities of both and I was trying to walk
through it. Wow, you really were playing it. I could see you watching the movie. But anyway, so once I realized how intense it was going to be, I started having like an attack because I knew that Amelie would be having an attack.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
Like, I know it wasn't the most helpful response to have is for me to be
not
screaming because I was in the row in front of Amelie. But that being said, when it was finished, she did cry a little bit. Then she said she never wanted to go on it again. But then my dad said, well, what if I go on it? And she said, fine, I will go on it. And she went back and forth for a long time. We never brought her back on it, obviously. She was literally traumatized. She literally said, I don't want to talk with Sarah anymore. I don't want any ride that's fast. I was like, I completely
did she like
understand.
Slinky Dog?
Well, she told me she liked it kind of a little bit, but that she didn't like the part where it went like this.
Right.
She doesn't like drops. She doesn't like fast. So I don't think she likes roller coasters.
Okay, yeah, I guess not.
She
I don't think
certainly
you do queen.
Would not have liked. I love roller coasters. I was having a great time.
Oh.
I was traumatized because my daughter was on there. Like, I was like, I almost like wanted to like teleport her off of it so that she didn't have to experience that anymore.
Of course. You sobbed at Velocicoaster. I don't know if you
that is one of the most, bro, it's so intense. I wrote it again.
You did.
And I didn't cry the second time. It was just very overwhelming.
You are so Amelie coded.
I am. Yeah, she's very much like me and Nassim put together for sure. But anyway, so then after that, mind you, very important tidbit here. To ride Mount Everest, you need to be 44 inches tall. Now, I measured Amelie Manzu before we went there, and she was 44 inches. So then we went to Mount Everest, cleared, went on Mount Everest. But then we went to Avatar Flight of Passage.
That's on a hill, on a slope.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Guys, this is where my family starts getting very frustrated because God bless, I understand that cast members deal with so many people a day and like some people are just fucking rude and whatever, but I do also at the same time genuinely feel some cast members want to ruin days and some don't. And I mean that because, like, for instance, like, we have DAS, right? Because of Noah. So with DAS Pass, which is their like disability access, whatever situation where you get a return time on the app, you could go to any guest service umbrella, and I've done it a million times, and say like, hey, we booked it, but there's only three of us and I want to add Kathleen onto that ride. And they'll add her onto that ride so that she could come at the return time we all have. But there was one guy in Epcot randomly. Mind you, thank God I didn't need him to do this. But he told me, he goes, the only thing we could do here is add them as a selection. We cannot put anybody on any rides. And like, I didn't even ask him to do that. It's just like certain people just decide what they're going to do that day. They're just like, you know what? No, fuck you. Like literally with their little, you know, condescending Disney tone, of course.
Man, I just feel like there must be a lot of like Karen moms just like sure. ruining cast member
But when
days
you're not
too.
One and you're being super nice, it is very,
oh, I
like,
know.
It's like, bro, who's shitting your Cheerios? Like I didn't say anything.
It's kind of crazy because like,
you spend $1 million to go there?
No, no, for sure. But she is 44 inches and like she they, is. It was so weird.
We have photo evidence, guys. Photo evidence of this. The avatar, mind you, I literally want to file a formal complaint to save children of 44 inches in the future. To ride Avatar Flight of Passage, it says you need to be 44 inches. You actually need to be 45 inches. You want to know why? Because the measuring stick is on a slope, okay?
It is. It's like this. And so she perfectly hit the thing going into Everest. But going into Avatar, like she didn't hit the thing, but she didn't like shrink in the walk from
she
Everest
sure
to Avatar.
No, but then she Joey didn't. Took multiple pictures and you can tell. First of all, you can literally see it's on a hill. So if you're on the stick and you're standing in front of the stick, you're slightly lower than the stick. You know what I mean? Like, that's yeah. just how it goes.
And it's just wild because, like, dude, I swear to you that it felt like, you know when you're watching, like, weigh-ins at wrestling or, like, UFC fights where, like, bro, the person is getting weighed in and there's a million people, like, standing next to them and they're, like puffing up. They were literally telling Amelie, like, okay, deep breath, like, puff up, like, these
Mind you, she wasn't
are, like,
doing any of that.
In.
Like, I would tell her, I'm like, mama, stand up. Like, stand up straight. And she would go, like this. I'm like, no. No, please stand up straight. And then basically they didn't let us ride. Mind you, even on the slope, she was like a centimeter off. Like it was ridiculous. They were like trying to jam their finger on top of her head. They couldn't. Like, I'm just like, she's fucking 44. I'm like, we just rode Everest. Like, can we find another measuring stick from another ride? Because this stick is on a slope. Like, genuinely, it was just annoying because I understand that they have like safety precautions, of course. But like, if you're gonna be on a slope, and somebody's just at 44 and they don't make it, that sucks for them. You know what I mean? Because it's like, well, it then does. You gotta be 45. Then put it at 45 because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then you're like, you're turning away a child, a poor child.
And they did. And they sure did. They said, bye, little bitch. They, sure did. They didn't say that. But like, that's what I felt like they said.
She was like, I want to ride Avatar. She was so upset.
And of course, we're like right about to get on it. And I told her, I'm like, Mom, I'm sorry, it's broken. I had to lie to her. And something similar happened on Slinky Dog that she couldn't ride. And it made me so sad because she literally told me, she goes, why don't they like me? Why can't I go on any ride? They always say I can't ride. And I was like, I'm gonna kill everybody in this bitch. That's how I felt. I was like, happiest place on earth? Uh-uh.
But you see, it does depend on the cast member, because when they tried to ride Slinky Dog at the end of the night, it was a different cast member. And so they were able to ride it. And she did not enjoy Slinky Dog, but still, she went on it.
But she got to ride, as is her right as a human being. But yeah, no, there's definitely like just some people who do not want to help you at all. And I understand the safety precautions, whatever. But like, she was obviously also not like super willingly like standing up like all the way.
No,
like,
yeah.
Do you want her to get on her tippy toe? Like, this is on a fucking slope.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. But anyway, all of that being said, we did ride it with Noah. I do think he really liked that ride, the Flight of Passage. And then unfortunately, Amelie couldn't. So it was bittersweet.
It was cool to see Noah on that ride.
But the reason why Kathleen brought up the Proud Family is because she said that between Nassim, Joey, and my mom,
they turned into this photo.
It's not like they were berating the people because they weren't even talking to them. They were like standing behind them.
No, they were just talking about them right next to me. They were like, oh my God. And Nassim's like, oh look, the next CEO of Disney World right here. It's just the next CEO. Like talking about the cast member that won't let and like, oh, the next CEO, guys, look at that. See, controls Disney World. I'm like, Nassim, please.
Like, they weren't saying it to them, but Kathleen was by them and she was just like, guys, be quiet. Whatever, which 100%. Like, obviously, even if they were being a little bit much, they're technically just doing their job. It just hurts. They're like, when it's your kid and you're like, she is 44 inches. Like, I'm not, there's people that buy like little pads to put in their shoes to make them tall. Like, we don't do any of that. So it was just frustrating because we knew like we weren't trying to game the system and like she deserved to ride and she couldn't ride. But yeah, they were not having it. They said, she shall not pass, and she did not.
I know, it was poor Amelie. She did not go on a flight of passage.
She did not. She did not. Next time, I'm gonna buy her some stilts, and we're getting on that fucking ride. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna buy
plataformas like this.
Oh, 100%. Oh my God, and Joey got so mad because the guy kept touching her bow. He's like, why is she touching her bow?
No, he was so offended that they were like touching her head. And
no,
like,
no, and then Joey went to the front and was taking pictures. That was a little Karen of him. He was taking pictures of the slope. That's how we have the pictures of the slope. But he was just like, oh, this is so gonna get resolved. Watch, we're gonna so make moves with this. And I told him, I'm like, yeah, it's like, you know, when something horrible happens to someone and they make like a law, like to prevent that to happen to someone else. That's what we're gonna do. It's gonna be called Amelie's measuring stick. And it's not gonna be allowed on a slope. They're gonna have to build a system that no matter if on a slope, it will always be even.
The Amelie slope laws will be in effect soon.
We're gonna make moves. But yeah, my family could be a little bit much, and I do understand that. We're
not
very passionate, very, very intense. Like, we're not, we don't berate workers and stuff like that. I don't want people to think that. No. If my mom or something was ever like,
not at all,
like, I would lose my mind. But like, we are just like energetically very passionate people. Like, we're just very, yeah. Like,
so they were like off to the side, like, ah, this is ridiculous. La niña pobrecita llorando. Ay, Dios mío.
But we weren't talking to the Disney workers. I don't want anyone to think we berated anyone.
I do love that. I mean, that's a passionate, loving, like, ride or die family. And if your family's not like that, do you even have a family?
No, I mean, come on. If family doesn't do that for you, then you're screwed. There's so many families I see that are like vanilla. You know what I mean? They're just like,
so vanilla.
You got in trouble with this person. That's okay. Like, bro, Joey has called me, especially when he lived in LA. He would call me and be like, oh my God. There was this one time, because he used to perform on the street a lot. He used to busk, and he would do it in West Hollywood. And there was this one homeless lady. He was like super friends with like all the community. He knew like all the people. There was this one homeless lady that was, she had it out for him. She smashed his laptop. She would go turn off his speaker, bro. And then one day he just got into it with her. She's like, what the fuck is your problem? They just got into it. And then later on, she came up to him and told him that she thought he was Josh Groban and she hates Josh Groban. And that's why she was so mean to him. Because
that is literally the funniest.
He's like, I'm not Josh Groban. I'm just a simple man on the street. What did I do to deserve that? Anyway, so he would call me with stories like that all the time. I would get furious. You don't understand. Bro, when we were living in LA, there was a noise like code officer. And mind you, it was not against the law for him to use the amplification. Like, we looked up all the laws and stuff, but this one fucking officer kept bothering Joey. One night, Nassim goes out there with like fucking measuring tapes, a measuring app to like show that Joey's within this much of this building. He interviewed people.
Well, I love that.
You don't understand. Nassim, with his broken English, interviewing people around the block saying, on a scale of 1 to 10, how loud was this noise bother you? What? I'm like, oh my God, not the court evidence.
That is literally so, bro. Nassim wanted to go back to France over and over and over again. When we were leaving Epcot, like the France, you know, in Epcot, he looks at me, he goes, ah, it felt so good to speak French again.
He walked into the cafe and obviously they greet you in English. They're not going to just start talking to you in French in France, but they do have people from every place.
Okay,
in
yeah, that's the thing.
Countries.
It's like in Epcot, in the World Showcase, like if you go to Japan, like everyone there is Japanese. If you go to Italy, everyone there is
and
Italian.
And it says like the city they're from or whatever on their shirt.
Which
so,
is
like,
really cool.
He loves to go there and start talking French. And he sure did. He ordered all of our meal in French and started telling them where he was from. And he gets so excited about it.
No, I know. He loved it. Oh my God,
and he bought everything on the fucking menu. Their croque monsieur was absolutely fantabulous, though. So good.
Fantabulous.
So good.
Delicious.
But anyway, so Animal Kingdom was the first day. Epcot was the second day. We got to ride Guardians of the Galaxy
Epcot
together.
Epcot was the third day. Animal Kingdom was the first day. Then Hollywood Studios was the second day.
Oh my God, I
Epcot
forgot.
Epcot was the third day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm really tired. Yeah. Can you tell?
Yeah.
We went to Hollywood Studios. That's right. We did do that.
Guys, quick intermission. Sorry, I had to go take care of something for work and we had to stop filming, but now I'm back and we're gonna finish.
Yeah, it's been a few hours. I'm not gonna lie. I did take a little nap. I did. It felt so
you did?
Good. Yeah, the days after vacation, I have to nap at any time that I can, like if I even have a free second. And I go into the deepest slumber, like the drooling ones, the ones where you're like completely in another universe.
Also, do you feel re-energized now?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah, didn't do anything, but it was great. Felt great in the moment.
That's good. That's good. I got my beverage, and it's been no time has passed for you guys.
Yeah, but I don't even know why we mentioned that. We could have just kept going.
I'm in a whole different outfit.
Oh, you are, huh? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they would have been like, what the fuck happened?
Okay, well, anyway, where we left off was the next day. So we went to Hollywood Studios the next day. Wow, oh my God. Like, literally just thinking about it, like, it was so hot. And I just want to point out, for being so hot, I wasn't being mean.
No, I was actually really surprised.
Because it was like, really surprised boiling.
That, like, we were cooking and Jessie was like, I mean, she had her 67, well.
Oh.
She did. It wasn't just Amelie's fingers that almost got cut in a death trap. It was your hair several times as well. And by almost, I mean fully.
Yeah, so I have this little fan and it is absolutely amazing. It's so good. Joey bought it because it's like, it's so great. It holds a charge for super long. It has this like chilling plate in the middle that's stainless steel. And when you press the little snow button, that chilling plate gets like ice cold and you can like put it on your neck and stuff. And it never doesn't work. You know how like some things like that, it'll start like warming up. Like, no, it'll stay freezing cold until you turn
it off. Yeah, no, honestly, it really is a super impressive little fan, but Jessie didn't remove it from her face.
Well, like, but that question, chilling plate question,
was attached to her face.
When you're using the chilling plate, be sure you don't have very long extensions that could get wrapped up. Actually, for me, unfortunately, it wasn't even my extensions. It was my real hair, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure is thinning because of my extensions. I don't know. I literally got my real hair caught into the fan and it turned into this.
Several times.
Yeah, like I have a little picture where it's like, it formed like a little, almost like a dreadlock. There was no saving it. If it got caught, had to snip it, had to pull it. Like there was no saving it because it gets so, so tangled in there. And that happened, like 6 times. But wow, that fan, like the air circulation, dude, there's some rides, like the Star Wars rides, they put you through a tunnel when you're waiting. And that tunnel, like with all the people, there's no air circulation. So it's just everybody's like hot breath on each other. And I was getting so anxious. And so once I put the fan, I'm in a better mood, like immediately. It's insane. Honestly.
No, yeah, it was amazing. You need to take that fan with you everywhere you go, my friend. Because, wow, it really improved your mood by 200%.
Well, it just shows I'm not a mean person. I'm just very hot.
No, you're not. You're not exactly a mean person at all. Except when you're screaming at me on Mount Everest when I had nothing to do with the decision of Amelie getting on the... She was actually the whole time cursing me out. And I'm like, when did I... I never suggested Amelie to get on this ride. I never.
Well, you did say it was very mild. You said like, oh my God, it's like no big deal.
I was telling your father it was mild. I was like, come on, sir. Come on, you could do it.
But if you said that, then obviously that made me feel more comfortable about bringing my daughter. But you lied. You lied like a rug.
Well... You know what's crazy? It's not that I lied. Like, even when we were going on Everest, when we were done, I was like, damn, that was way more intense than I remember it being.
That's you every time we ride anything. You're like, well, don't remember that. And then it always comes back to the fact that Kathleen doesn't remember anything. So obviously, how are you going to remember it was bad?
Dude, Jessie, when we were in line at Slinky Dog the first time, Abby looks at me and she's like, hey, does this ride, like, does this roller coaster ever lean on its side a lot? Because, like, I don't want to, like, squish Evelyn, her daughter. She's like, I want to make sure that I'm on the right side or whatever. I'm like, this ride doesn't turn at all. I'm like, there are no leans at all. You're just going straight. It's, I'm like, there's a lot of this, but there are no leans. The whole first half of Slinky Dog, you're like this. And I turn around. I'm like, Abby, I'm so sorry. I forgot about this part. She's like holding Evelyn like this against the thing. Like crazy. I was like, man, wow. People really should not listen to me when I talk about rides ever.
No, literally. Like, I don't usually, but I did for Mount Everest.
Except for everybody's agreeing with me in the comments right now that The Mummy is more intense than Everest.
No, nobody agreed with that. But after Mount Everest, Amelie did have a conversation with me in the morning before we went to Hollywood Studios. And she goes, Mommy, I don't want to go on any rides that are fast like that. And I was like, no, I totally understand that. I was like, well, Tower of Terror is very, very fast, my dear. Like, and it goes fast down. And she just told me, she goes, oh, okay, yeah, I don't want to do that. I said, okay, yeah, so we won't go. Don't worry. And she goes, I don't want you to cancel it. And I was like, well, I mean, maybe we could just see when we go there. She's like, yeah, I'll just look at it. And we ended up having to tell her that that ride was broken as well. And we went on it secretly.
Jessie, she wouldn't have survived on Terror of Terror.
I barely survived. Okay, I thought it was over on like the fourth drop. It dropped like 8 more times.
Why was that the longest Tower of Terror I've ever been
on? I have no idea, but I was kind of getting too many butterflies. I was getting a little
sick. We have footage
there
of us on Tower of Terror, but we're saving that for Patreon because there are other people in that video and we don't want to like put them on blast on the internet. But Evelyn, Abby's daughter, loved it. She had the time of her life.
Okay, Evelyn loved every single ride. There was no ride that she did not love. I think the only one that she was like, eh, whatever, was Zootopia. She was like, okay, what is this stupid movie? Like, put me on a crazy ride right now.
No, she's honestly like an adrenaline junkie.
She is.
When there's like a part, I don't want to say it. There's like a surprise part in Star Wars. She like literally like threw her hands in the air in that part. It was crazy.
Well, first of all, it's not that much of a surprise.
It wasn't to you because Leslie told you about it. I honestly didn't want to say anything about it. That's why like Joe and your mom, everybody was
super
surprised.
See, that would have been fucked up. You wouldn't have told me and I put Noah on that ride, bro.
Okay, Let me ask you something. Your knowledge of knowing that that happened didn't change the fact that Noah went on the ride. You know that, right? You still went on it.
I know I did, but I don't know. I would have asked more questions. You just weren't on. You weren't very upfront with me, and I don't like that.
Wait, did you warn Noah? Were you like, buddy, we're about to drop?
No, if I tell him that, he'll be like, no ride. I'm like, oh, fuck. Noah is a scaredy cat, my angel. He cannot ride. Just
I wonder
anything.
Where he gets it from.
I love rides. I rode Tower of Terror.
Are the biggest scaredy cat ever.
No, I ride everything. Noah does not. Like, he's ridden Slinky Dog, and he knew that he had ridden it, and so he looked at me and goes, no Slinky Dog. Like, he did not want to get on that fucking ride, and that ride is not that crazy. He's just a little scaredy cat, my boy.
I mean, it's intense, dude. Parkway Travel, Stephanie, her daughter's 8 and she passes out on Slinky Dog.
Yeah, maybe she should stop taking her on that. No. That's a little intense.
But she loves it. She loves it. I do want to say that there is actually something at Hollywood Studios that I think is disgusting and Jesse loved. And I want to insert a photo of it just so you can see the texture of this drink.
No, and so no, you can tell I'm not me, doing that. I'm not. Thank God you don't you edit are, this podcast. Okay, because, okay, we will put in both pictures, but not without context. So this is the, like, picture they put up on the menu. Okay, so it's basically a spiked cold brew. So it has some sort of liqueur or like Kahlua or some shit in that. And then it's a cold brew, and then it has this like cold foam, and then it has Cocoa Puffs on top. Absolutely scrumdiddlyumptious. Anyway,
it's disgusting. It's so
mixed
bad.
It all after eating my Cocoa Puffs. I didn't want my Cocoa Puffs all soggy, so I ate my Cocoa Puffs that were dipped in cream. Magnificent. Then I mixed the cream into my coffee, which I will admit, when mixed with the cold brew, did curdle.
No, I think, you know what? Not to defend it, because I think it tastes bad, but I think it curdled because of the alcohol.
I think so.
Like the mixture.
Yeah, something
because
there.
When you like mix your coffee with cream, like it doesn't curdle. It's normal.
No, something
but I think
went
the combo
wrong.
Of like the alcohol, I don't know. I just, there's something so sharp and bitter about that coffee.
I love it.
I don't like it. And I get it all the time without the alcohol, and it's still bitter and disgusting. Well, not all the time. I got it like 2 times and I said, I don't
like
this.
I loved it. I thought that it was a good balance of sweet, not sweet. The Cocoa Puffs were a super nice touch. I enjoyed it. I don't like think it's the best coffee I've ever had, but I thought it was really good. And Nassim even drank it. Okay. And he actually wanted another one.
Yeah. Well, Nassim was already like a couple drinks in when he was like, right. It's not so bad. It's not, I like it. It's not good.
It was good. And then we actually took a picture because Kathleen, this is what Kathleen does. She literally took a picture of my curdled drink and said, I'm going to show everyone that you like this disgusting shit. And I was like, okay, first of all, look at my brothers, because my big brother was also drinking the same thing and it didn't look like that. And then I was like, let me take a picture of that. She's like, no, we don't have to take a picture of that. And I'm like, oh, because you want your one-sided narrative out there. Nay.
Yeah. Dylan O'Brien. It's
oh my God.
It's like Dylan O'Brien.
Thank you so much for bringing that up, because I have seen him multiple times over the course of the last like month of my life.
And he's
like
so cute.
In a new movie or something? Bro, never.
Yes.
Not once does he look cute.
Send help with Rachel McAdams. They're like stranded on a beach. He's so cute.
He's so disheveled.
I like a disheveled looking man. I do. I like him a little like.
But he's disheveled and like, I don't want to bully the poor man. He's probably a nice guy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, are you okay?
No, my but God. Like you literally choose the best picture of Dylan O'Brien to put in your fucking list of people you want to fuck or whatever that list was. I don't even remember anymore.
Oh my God. It was not a list like that.
Yes, it was.
No, it was a list of boys I would like to look at naked.
What do you want to do after they're naked?
Just, you know, that's it. That's it. Just look at the vibe.
I'm not going to lie. I know you're like a freaky deaky, low-key little Aquarius. I cannot imagine you staring a peepee in the eyes. I can't.
Honestly, I can't imagine myself staring a peepee in the eyes.
I just feel like you're so like, I don't know. Yeah, like that. You're so like that. Like that's how I feel. But also,
I'm too shy. I'm like bashful.
Yeah.
If I'm one of them. Well, no, I'm dopey for sure. But you know.
Yeah. Anyway. We went to Olga's Cantina after that. We had a lovely dinner. And then everybody kind of separated. Kathleen and Joey were dying to get out of there. I remember in Olga's Cantina, Joey said on a scale of 1 to 10, on being out Disneyed, he was a 9. I said, uh-oh. And then I looked at Kathleen. I'm like, well, what about you? Because like obviously she loves Disney. She's like 8.5. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
you hate traveling with me. You think I'm annoying. Literally,
well,
you hate my whole family.
All day. I think you're annoying.
Yeah.
Literally, I would ask Jessie 700 questions throughout the entire weekend, and she acted like I didn't exist. She would just like look over me. I'm like, Hello?
Well, you're small. Like, maybe I didn't see you. Literally, I'm like two heads above you. Like, maybe I didn't see you. It's like my nephew, Elijah. He's so small. Nobody ever sees him.
Oh my God, I love him. He's my favorite little thing.
Literally, he'll be in the group and like, nobody will know. It's just like,
I know.
Rolling around
the picture,
down there.
We can't show you, but like the picture of him going down the Frozen ride, he's like this.
Oh my God. But he, it's so funny.
It's my favorite.
You can't tell if he loves it or hates it. But Kathleen and Joey got the fuck out of there as soon as we got out of Oga's Cantina. We stayed. What did we even stay doing?
You went to go stay and do Slinky Dog, and me and Joey were like, yes. Okay, let's just get out of here.
We rode Slinky Dog. The park closes at 9. We rode Slinky Dog like at 9:15. Perfect. It was wonderful. We left and it rained on us. It was actually kind of magical. I didn't even have a poncho or anything. We were all running in the rain. I had my jet juice in my popcorn bucket because I had snuck it out. And I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. And we went to the bus. And on the bus, we were packed like sardines. I do have a picture of this actually. They stuffed that bus to the brim.
Yeah.
And I felt so fucking bad because the bus driver was such a sweet man. And he literally yells out to everyone. He goes, does anyone want to play a game to make the time pass faster? I shit you not, at least 8 people went, no, like that. Like, oh my God, I felt so fucking bad. It was awful. And after, there was a few people that did tell him, like, I would have played with you. He's like, yeah, not a lot of people wanted to play, unfortunately. I was like, oh my God, you sweet soul. Like, to be completely fair, like, I did not want to play either. I was glad multiple people said no.
I mean, it's very... Everybody's wet, it's dark, it's late.
Oh my God. You know, I mean, it wasn't actually that bad, but like, imagine, like, it's been such a hot day. I was sweating. I'm sorry to any subscribers I met if you smelled my armpits or something. I'm so sorry. I was sweating so,
you're so dramatic.
Fucking bad.
Jesse kept saying that the whole day, like, oh my God, I stink. I'm like, dude, no, you don't. I have a great nose.
I smelled like fucking sweat. You know when you smell like humid clothes or something? Like, it's just hot.
Yeah, but the thing is
sweaty.
That when everybody smells like humid, like when you are outside and everybody smells humid, you don't smell it.
True. Like, if I would have gone into an environment where you hadn't been outside for a minute, you probably would have smelled it.
For sure.
But we were all nose blind to each other in the space.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. But anyway, it had just rained. So on top of all that hot and sweatiness and bacalao and fucking grajo of the day, like genuinely, ew, like everybody was like gross, whatever. So we're all just like hot and muggy and whatever. We go to the fucking front desk because I had to ask a question. And that lady, I don't know if she has a list of compliments that she reads off of or what. She, I shit you not, said, oh my God, I love whatever you're wearing. What is that? My perfume. My mom literally goes, sweat. Like, what are you talking about, girl? Like, there's zero chance there's any perfume left and we all just stink. But God bless her, I said. Miami nectar.
Maybe she did still smell it.
Bro, oh. There's no fucking way. 0% chance.
No, especially, God bless, especially not Miami nectar. I do have to reapply throughout the day.
Yeah, you have to reapply. Like, you smelled like a marshmallow ball the whole time.
Oh, thank you.
Every time you would pass me, it was like sprays. Ice cream cones were being thrown at me.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
Kathleen, also, by the way, you got me into pin trading and now I'm one of those fucking freaks. And you know what? Disney always, if you think you're like done having hobbies related to Disney or anything of the sort.
You are not.
You're not. Disney adults have something else for you, which by the way, you're totally a Disney adult. Totally. Just because you don't have a magic band doesn't mean you're not a Disney adult.
I'm not a Disney adult. I'm an adult that enjoys Disney. I told you they're very different things.
Right.
Very, very different things. But I got into the pins from my friend Michelle and Ashley. Ashley has like her whole purse like covered in pins. And I was like, you know, I had like a black bag that was completely plain. I'm like, let me buy one pin. Like, it'll just
one
be cute.
It always starts off that way.
Created a monster.
Yeah.
And now I go to like every single pin board and I try to trade pins and it's just like.
Yeah, but what's really unfortunate is that we found a pin that we thought was one of a kind in Animal Kingdom. It was actually the Tower of Terror little elevator with Donald Duck in the front. And it says out of order, which it is a super cute pin. I do think it's cute.
Yeah, but they have it for sale.
And then we started like fighting over it because I was like, wait a second, like I would actually like that because Amelie says Tower of Terror and I think that's very funny.
We weren't fighting over it. We were like, no you get it.
That's how we fight. It is. But the thing is, you can't buy those pins. So if you walk around Disney, you see cast members with like a pouch or a bag or whatever with a bunch of pins, you can't buy those. Even if you give them $1 million, they won't sell it to you. You have to trade them and they can't deny a trade. So you could trade the ugliest pins, it doesn't matter. So we went to the nearest store, which was Avatar, like, related.
Oh, my God.
Bought the most fugly, nasty-looking pins ever. A 4-pack. Each of us bought a 4-pack. back. And we're like, perfect, we'll just trade the whole weekend. Didn't trade a single one of those. Now I just have four ugly Avatar pins. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but next time you go to Disney, you'll trade them.
Oh my God, I suppose so.
And remember, there's also trading pins on the cruise ship.
Oh, they do? Damn, everywhere.
Yeah, they were horrible though.
Oh,
horrible.
That's up horrible. Next because I fear... I feel we need to look into a summer Disney cruise.
Oh my God, poor Noah.
No, Noah broke
poor
my heart.
Freaking Noah.
So once we told him we were going to Disney, he was like, okay, whatever. But when we landed, he was like, Disney cruise? And I was like, Disney World. And he goes, Disney cruise? I'm like, no, Disney World. The whole time at Disney World. He loved it. I think he had a good time. He was asking for a Disney cruise. And I felt so bad. And I literally told him, I will plan a Disney cruise for you. He loves the pirate night. He wants to shake his little tukas on the
I'm not
going to
lie.
Again.
That was just like the most magical night ever. I've ever experienced in the history of Disney ever.
I know. He did really enjoy it. Yeah. So I'm going to have to plan something. I am not going back to Disney World in the summer. There's no fucking way. But a cruise.
Hell
there's like the pool
no.
and the Aqua Mouse and all that in the summer. Perfect. Beautiful.
Yeah, but hello. Remember our whole predicament? The reason why we did a Disney cruise in February is because it was a lot more expensive to do it in the summer.
But we're like super big and we're going to be at the Coca-Cola Roxy.
Well, have fun. Have fun at the Disney cruise and tell me all about it because I will not be attending that one.
Oh, here she goes. Starting the cycle back
again. This is not one of those like ja-ja-ja, just kidding. Unless I'm splitting the room with five people. I don't know how we're going to do this.
Well, we could definitely split the room with at least two people. Come on, we can find two people to split the room with you.
Yeah, we can. We could figure it out.
You see? You know? She's so easy. It literally, there's no problem. She's going to be on that cruise and it's going to be totally fine.
Well, I would hate to just have your whole family having fun without me. That would really just break my heart.
You know what? I am slowly letting go of the, like, what is like a complejo, but in English? Like the...
Like an insecurity?
Yes, kind of like an insecurity that I have of like thinking that you hate me and my whole family. I really am letting that go.
What is wrong with you?
No, come on. Everybody has mental problems. That's one of mine. I think that like, okay, I'll hang out with
you. You are literally so mean to me all trip, but I hate you and your family.
She does hate me. Never mind. I was going to give a whole speech about how you don't hate
me.
I was so nice to you in Disney.
She jumped me
on
Everest.
I was so nice to you.
She jumped me on Everest. You jumped me.
That was my instinct. That was not me. That was just like, I was shouting. I was like almost like demon possessed. Like I literally was just speaking.
No, literally the thing comes to a stop. And she's like, you fucking bitch almost fucking murdered my daughter. And mind you, I hadn't even actually almost killed her daughter, which did end up happening on the trip.
That did happen. I manifested that, I fear, from this moment.
I was like, this was not my idea. I don't remember like advocating for Amelie getting on this ride. And then I was just so confused. But I do realize
that
it is like a visceral reaction.
That was one
it's
time.
Like a reaction.
I literally was nice to you otherwise, right?
No, you were. You were.
Oh my God, thank God.
I did ask her if me and Abby were both hanging off a cliff, who she would save. And she said, oh, that would be such a hard decision for me, which did warm my heart.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to tell me, girl, sorry, you're kaput.
Absolutely not.
I'm saving Abby.
Oh, that's crazy. But like, no, I think that with time, you know how like when you hang out with people and then the next morning you kind of have all this like, what did I say? Did I say like too much or like whatever? I feel like I've like let that kind of go with you specifically where I'm just like pretty much no matter what my family says or does, you do have love in your heart for us. And I do appreciate that.
Honestly, it's kind of like with me and the complaining. Like, the more we get comfortable here, like, I complain more to you, you're meaner more to me. It's just we're really comfortable with each other now. We really are, like, family. Like, you know, like cousins.
That's how I feel, yeah. So don't be alarmed if you see me and Kathleen being mean to each other. It simply means our love has grown.
Yeah, I mean, it's a one-way street on the mean one. But yeah, it really does feel like our love has grown.
I was about to say it is so not. But sometimes... I had my period, bro. I had my period on a Disney cruise and I didn't even bring my period cup. What did you want from me? I was in such
a
bad predicament.
Bro, your family is like always the best and so nice and like amazing. Did they try to beat somebody up at Avatar? Yes, but it was all with good intentions.
Well, if they didn't let you on the ride, they would have also tried to beat them up, if that helps.
That is true. That is true. They are ride or die. So that was Hollywood Studios and it was a beautiful,
magical,
beautiful time. The next day we wake up, we go to Epcot, okay?
My feet were barking. Oh my God.
I was walking
to Epcot.
My feet were in pain.
My hip flexors were like, like literally like tin can man. Like yeah. I was not feeling well.
No, Jessie gets her. She's like, man, your IT band must be really, really bad today, huh? I'm like, no, it's really only when I run. I'm pretty good. But we were about to go to Epcot and I had no idea that my pirate pass was blocked off on Sunday.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have an annual pass, but I had to spend $200.
Well, okay. First of all, Kathleen looked at me the first day we're in Animal Kingdom. She goes, can't go on Sunday. And I go, excuse me? What do you mean you can't go on Sunday? To Epcot? And she's like, nah, I can't go home. My annual pass is blocked off. I'm like, so buy a ticket. Like, like, what are you talking about?
And she's
about?
Like, well, get to buying it. I'm like, it's like $200.
I said, I'll pay half. She goes, I'm not going to make you pay half. And I'm like, well, you're going to go to the park.
Yeah, I was like, you're not paying half. I'll just buy the damn freaking ticket.
Which is awful, obviously. That's like the price of a 3 months of an annual pass. Like, that is obviously very annoying.
Horrible. And for someone who has an annual pass, it's like an extra. Yes, an extra
for
hurts.
Sure. But not going was not an option, I fear.
No, I know. And plus, honestly, like, writing Guardians of the Galaxy is worth it. Did you curse us and make us get the song Conga? Yes. Yes, you did. There's something in their family. Like, I truly believe that your family has, like, brujita powers, okay?
Good witch powers, though. Not bad ones. Come on.
No. Good brujita. Good brujita. Yeah. Like, you know, like, we all... I feel that same way about kind of, like, my family and Stephanie's family as well. Like, her family, like, their brujita powers. Which, oh my God, I have to tell you about the freaking brujita thing that happened at Epcot with the Viking coffee. But hold on, I will get there. And so I tell Jesse, like, my least favorite song on Guardians of the Galaxy is to get Conga. Like, come on, chicken, like, it's not giving Guardians of the Galaxy. I hate that song. I'm like, why am I doing a Conga? Anyway, I was like, I literally want either September or Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Those are the two best songs to get on Guardians of the Galaxy. And Jesse was like, actually, I think I would really like Conga. Or, like, I don't know what she said that, like, manifested it in the moment and I just felt it. I'm like, you bitch, you are going to manifest Conga. I just knew it. And guess what? We got Conga.
And then I turned around at the very, very end. I go, oopsie. Like, got the wrong song. Because I told her, I was like, no, I mean, I'll try to manifest September, Everybody Wants to Rule the World or whatever.
But you was too late. You had already manifested Conga.
I did. I had already placed my order. With the universe, what do you want from me?
Oh my God, you would have ascended during Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
I have to say, I kind of had to take back some of my hater energy around Guardians of the Galaxy because this second time that I wrote it, mind you, the first time I wrote it, it was One Way or Another. Maybe that
song was also boring.
Did not give that was also boring. What it needed to give. But I had so much fun this time. Like, my face the whole time was like this. Like, it was just, like, very fun. It's a very fun ride.
Dude, Guardians is the best ride ever.
Yeah, me and Asim were saying to each other the entire time, like, if Amelie was on here, she'd die. Like, genuinely, she would pass away.
Okay. No,
she on. Wanted to she go would. On it yeah, so bad. And do I think that it would have been funny to see those pictures? I do, but not worth the trauma.
No. And it's too dark. I can't record her the whole time. We wouldn't have gotten some good footage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we did ride. Unfortunately, that was the last ride of the day because, dude, Epcot was packed. It wasn't even, like, packed walking-wise, but the rides were, like, two-hour waits for everything.
No wonder that my Pirate Pass was blocked. The thing is that it was spring break, so, like, there was a million kids, like, with matching shirts, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Teenagers with matching shirts everywhere. So, yeah, Epcot was really, really, really packed. But listen to this magical story, guys. Joey has, like, these powers, too. I'm telling you, it's, like, in your family. So, okay, my favorite thing to get at Epcot is in Norway.
They have this
little store with a little pretzel on the front, and they have this delicious coffee called the Kristoff coffee, you know, like frozen, like,
except it's not coffee, by the way. So just if you it are is, looking okay, you just if taking, you are looking for a coffee
just taking
in Epcot,
Joey's
maybe
word for
don't
it.
Go there.
No, listen, it's a delicious little coffee. Why would it be called Kristoff's coffee if it wasn't a coffee?
It's like a frappuccino.
It is a frappuccino, but that's coffee.
Barely. Everybody knows that. Everybody who drinks coffee knows a frappuccino is barely coffee.
Listen, I'm gonna put up a picture. It's a frappuccino. It has, like, fudge on the walls, and then on the top it has, like, these, like, cocoa pebble cacao nib type of looking, like, crunchy things on top. It's so freaking good. Every time I go, I have to get it. Jesse is, like, off somewhere in France doing something, and she's like, you better get me one, you have to get me one. So I go and I get her a coffee.
Okay, first of all, because I was dealing with my toddler of a French husband who the second we entered the gates of Epcot was like, we need to go to France, I'm hungry, I need food. I'm like, oh my God, France is, like, kind of far away. So we walk to France, and then Kathleen and Joey are behind us. They get in the park and they're like, we're going to Norway, which is very far. And so I'm like, wow, they don't even care about me. They literally don't even care about me. So I started texting Kathleen.
I just woke up, got to the park, I want my coffee. Anyway, I got us and we were sitting there forever, and I'm like, there's no way that Jesse's going to enjoy this coffee and give it a proper rating because the fudge wall was already melting. Like, it was starting to get slushy.
Just, I wish that we could, like, recreate it via a movie that people could watch back and forth what the both scenes were looking like, because I was rushing everybody saying, I gotta go get my coffee. I'm gonna meet them in Canada. They have my coffee. I get to Canada. I call Joey. I said, hey, where are you? I'm here, ready to meet for my coffee. He goes, oh, Kathleen didn't tell you? And I go, what? He said, your coffee's long gone. I wanted to strangle you.
No, here's what happened. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna give Jesse this coffee. It's already been like 20 minutes since I had it. It's sitting here melting in my hand, like, I can't. And I'm like, you know what? Whenever we pass by Norway again, I'm just gonna get her a fresh one because I need her to judge it correctly, okay? Yeah, you're a very harsh, harsh critic. I need to give you it, like, straight off the press. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know
I respect saying? That.
So I was like, you know what? Like, let's just throw it away. And Joey's like, ugh, we can't be wasteful like that. Let's just give it to somebody.
This is the lady who says my Clean Sheets Club, whatever the fuck, is wasteful. Okay.
Clean Skin Club. Do you not know your own?
Yeah, whatever.
okay, I know that was super wasteful. I know, but I have to impress you. So I was like, we have to throw it away. And Joey's like, dude, that's so wasteful. We can't throw it away. We have to give it to somebody. I'm like, what stranger is going to just accept this coffee? Right. Okay. And like, that's super weird. They're going to think it's tampered with. He's like, we didn't even touch it. We didn't drink out of it. Nothing. I'm like, yeah, but they don't know that. If somebody comes up to me offering me a coffee, I'd be like,
oh, you
yeah,
of
no,
all
never.
People? No.
Yeah. I would never accept it. We start walking. We go up to a couple. We offer it to them. They look at us like we're fucking insane. Like insane. They're looking at us like, no, thank you. And we walk away from them like, you see, Joey, like nobody's going to take that. That's so embarrassing. Like I'm not going up to anybody else. Like this is right. So embarrassing. I don't want to do this. Right. We keep walking. We stop at the ring carving booth for a second because I got me and Jesse JK rings.
Oh my God.
So I wanted to.
BTW. I'm wearing it.
Oh my God. You're actually wearing it?
I am wearing it. And I was able to take it off today. Does it, you know, it resists a little bit? It does. Hold on. Like I'll show you right now. Took it off.
Oh my God.
I took it off.
Wow.
Come on, I didn't even need any dental floss like I did the first night after you got it. I had to use dental floss to compress my finger down so I could take it off. But here, so I was thinking, I really would love to wear this every day. I'm going to find someone who could resize it for me.
There's no way. You can't resize that, bro.
Yes, you can.
Just throw it away. Just throw it out.
Okay, wasteful queen. Holy shit. You literally don't give a fuck about the environment. But anyway, these are so fucking cute. And it's actually funny because the first thing Kathleen did as I was harassing her, asking her why she didn't want to meet up with me, was go place the order for these JK rings. And I do apologize that sometimes I'm quick to snap on you.
Yeah, she was like, wow, you're fucking bitch, whatever. And I'm like trying to make us JK rings. But like, they're really good. They're stainless steel, guys. I've had this one that says K Heart P, like Kathleen Loves Porter. I've had it for years already and it's still going strong. So I wanted to make like a JK podcast one.
They're so cute.
Anyway, so I did. We're like standing off to the side and we have the coffee just sitting on the table, and a couple comes up to us and goes, hey, where did you get that coffee? And as I'm telling them like, oh, it's over here in Norway, Joey goes, well, actually. And he starts telling them the story and they're like, no. And then we notice that they're speaking Spanish, so we're like, no, I hope, like, we start talking to them in Spanish. They're like, habla español. And like, obviously we became family at that point because mm-hmm, you know, we're Hispanic. And we're like, please, we promise we haven't touched the straw, like Scout's honor, I swear on my dog. I'm like, I swear on Porter, telling these people like,
that
I
means
swear
nothing
my dog
to them.
Like, and they're like, are you sure, whatever. And they grabbed it, they started drinking the coffee and they walked
wow.
away. I looked at Joey and I'm like, what are the fact that somebody came up to, it wasn't even like, here, somebody please take it. They came up to us.
Yeah.
And was like, where did you get that? And we were able to give it to them. And then when they were leaving, they were like, thank you so much. We that's so sweet. They were so grateful.
You know, Joey's a powerful manifester as well.
No, like I was blown away. I thought that was the most epic impressive. Thing. And then I ran up to Jesse to tell her story and she was like, wow. You gave away my coffee, fuck you, and like left. Didn't care about my fucking magical story.
In that moment, it was hard to see the magic. All I saw was empty hands. So,
but how good was that?
It was.
I mean, you never got to try it. We never passed
did.
By Norway.
Actually,
again.
We did pass by Norway. We went to Frozen, but we still didn't get coffee.
Oh my God.
You actually
that's
didn't
right.
ride Frozen. You could have gotten me a coffee while I was riding Frozen.
I asked you, I said, do you want the coffee? You were like,
oh, did I? Bro, damn, I really
I mean,
do
you
tune
were very
you out.
Flustered.
It's not like tuning you out on purpose. I think I'm literally, and especially that was one of the rides that my whole family rode, and that was such an operation. My head starts like vibrating when everybody's all together. Like it's better when we split up. You know what I mean? Everybody's nervous system gets a chance to not spike. I was just like meeting up with everyone and making sure everybody had their lightning lanes and everything was perfect. And I'm like, oh my God, somebody kill me.
No, for sure. And especially since like, not that it bothers Jessie in the slightest because she is a Leo, but like she is like the ringleader of her family. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I'm not.
Yes, you
Nobody
are.
Nobody pays attention to anything I say.
Everybody pays attention to what you say. You kind of like make the rules.
Oh, damn. Thank you so much for saying that. That's really sweet, actually. Never really thought of it that way. I do think actually, that it's not so much that. I think it's that people know, like, I'm kind of annoying. Like, I'm not gonna like make everybody do what I want to do. I'm very much like, hey guys, like, you guys could go do your own thing, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's like something that I'm like, hey, we should do this, and then we don't do that, I am annoying. I am. So maybe nobody wants to deal with me. Maybe that's
I'm not gonna lie, I am as well. Yeah. I am as well.
The thing is, I would understand if people didn't want to do them if the things that I came up with were not great ideas. But everything I come up with is a great idea.
But they're such great ideas.
It's like, come on, guys, we're all gonna have a great time. Come on.
I agree. You always have a good idea. Really, you do.
Thank you so much. See, this is why we work out just fine. You just do whatever.
Yeah, this is why we're such a good duo. You just tell me what to do and I do it.
Exactly.
And I enjoy
right.
every second. Which, okay, so before we end this video, I do wanna say the story about how I almost almost murdered her child. Right. And this is not a joke. I do want to tell this story because it was traumatizing for all parties.
A little bit dramatic, especially your mom. Preface, but okay, yeah, go ahead.
Especially your mom. I saw the look in your mom's face.
She brought it up again at the airport when we went on escalators. She did.
What did she say? What did she say? Oh my God, Kathleen almost killed Amelie.
Well, she didn't say Kathleen almost killed Amelie. She goes, coño, you know, Kathleen, like, she really dropped the ball in that moment.
I really did.
Okay, so here's the thing. From my perspective, when we travel with a lot of adults, and even like I have other adult friends that don't have kids, I'm always looking at my kids. Like, you'll see me going back a million times to make sure that my kids are still there. But usually Amelie will want to like go hold Leslie's hand. Or
I was watching your kids the whole time.
No, like, you were. You're like a
especially,
hawk.
Especially, yeah, I'm very vigilant to make sure kids don't run off.
For
like,
sure.
The thing is that like kids are terrifying to me. There's a reason I don't have kids, guys. I was married for 13 years, and like even Danny would bring up like, hey, you want to have kids? And I'd be like, are you crazy? I can't raise one of those things. I'll kill it by mistake. Like, I can't. I cannot.
I didn't believe you until now, but you actually might kill it by mistake.
I actually might, or like so mentally scar it that like,
you know. Right.
You and know? Here's the thing. When I was younger in Sears one time, I fell on an escalator. I busted my ass and I was traumatized after that. Okay. I didn't ride the escalator for a long time. Okay. I fucking opened up my elbow. What was this whole thing? So I am terrified of many things, as I've said.
Yeah. I didn't know about this escalator trauma. That was not divulged to me.
If you see me going up an escalator, like especially if I have a luggage in my hand, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Very hard to get me and the luggage on the escalators, this whole thing. I will always take the stairs. Jesse goes on the escalator in front of me. We're like going, like we're leaving Soarin' or something. And then Amelie is right next to me. And since Jesse goes in front of me, she goes, Amelie, go with Kathleen.
Mind you, any other situation, that would have been totally normal. Like if it would have been my friend Leslie, I'd be like, okay, hold Leslie's hand. She would have just held the hand.
Okay,
one,
but if it
would have
been
three.
Any other, okay.
You basically pushed her onto the tracks.
No, no. If she would have said, get Kathleen's hand in any other situation, I would have been such a good
that
adult.
Was like in slow motion. So I say, I'm like, okay, Amelie, grab Kathleen's hand. Kathleen goes, what? No, no, I can't. And then like she puts her hands up. Amelie,
no, here's the thing. I didn't put my hands up. I tried to put my hand out for her, but she saw my pure panic and how I said, yes. No, oh my God.
That,
so Amelie
it transferred
said,
immediately
fuck?
Because, you know, kids are like, depending on the type of kid, they can be scared of escalators. Like Amelie like needs a 1, 2, 3 moment. You know what I mean? But like, she's not scared of them. Like she'll hold your hand and go on
them. I mean, it's a death machine. It's a death machine.
But Kathleen's uncertainty, immediately I saw it go into Amelie and she was just like, like this. And she just fell over. Her hands went first into the escalator. My mom,
no,
thank God my mom was there. Kathleen completely incapacitated, did not do anything, God bless. Then my mom scoops up behind Amelie and like grabs her up, which is like, you know,
yeah, she like picked her up in the spot. No, literally the guardian angel, like God was with us on that escalator. I'm not kidding. Like when I was like, oh my God, that she falls forward, like immediately, like I felt the blood rush out of my face. Like I was frozen, and for sure, like I saw all her fingers getting chopped off.
Frozen. Like you would have seen her get eaten by the escalator and just been there like this. Like you would
not. Oh no, I would have, God bless, I would have killed myself. I would have ended my life.
You would have also gone into the escalator.
Yeah, I would have dove right in behind.
But I mean, it was a lesson for me too, because, you know, maybe I'll just be the one
to. No, I'm an adult.
I know, but maybe I should just be the one who always escorts her on an escalator from now on.
Oh my God, it was so more. I was taking a shower that night like this. Like just thinking about her crushed fingers.
No.
For a good 10 minutes, I couldn't look at Jesse in the eyes. Like I got off the elevator and I was like, I shut down completely, because I was like, I almost ended her life here at the happiest place on earth. Almost turned
into
the
worst. Okay, God bless. I don't think that her life was in danger there.
Okay,
I think that her fingers could have gotten injured in some way. And
injured?
You know, they're small.
Jesse, they would have ripped off.
Okay.
You understand how powerful and how damaging escalators are.
I think you do. I think you understand it.
No, there are a lot of cases where people like rip skin off. I can't even talk about that. It was just like, I went into pure panic. I'm the worst, and I should never be allowed to have kids ever again. Ever. Not ever again. Just like ever in life. I should never be allowed.
Yeah, that was really, really something. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of like, wow. That was insane.
Yeah.
Because I totally thought it was going to be a cute, like, let me grab Kathleen's hands. And we frolic up the escalator. All of a sudden, Kathleen's number one fear is escalators. Who knew that? Not me. Not me.
No, it's not my number one fear. But all of a sudden, then you put like a... And plus, she's like the same age I was when I fell on my... I was trying to do like a split on the escalator going up a Sears.
On the escalator. All over again.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
God, it was bad.
Yeah, that was traumatizing for all parties involved, I fear. So
yeah, for sure. And now for the rest of my life, every time we pass an escalator,
you're gonna think about me.
We're gonna talk about this. It's like my Sobe bottle all over again.
Oh, also, really quickly, didn't Joey do another Otro Pulin moment in Disney?
Joey triggered me in front of Japan. He really did.
What was it for? What did we get? Oh, the
ramen.
The
I had a bowl of ramen. I had a cup of ramen. Gosh, it was really, really good, guys. It was just like, really hitting the spot. I loved it. And then Jesse's like, oh, I'll have one, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go bring you ramen. And I got another one for myself. It was just so good. And then Joey, as a joke, he's like, otro ramen. And I looked at him, I'm like, what? He's like, is that what you're thinking? Like, otro pudding in your head, whatever. I'm like, I wasn't until you said that right now.
The fact that it's also in a cup. You know, it's very triggering. I see that.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're in Japan during this little flower festival, frushi. Delicious. Sweet, coconut, milky, delicious frushi. Oh my God.
It has
so
like
good.
Coconut cream. Oh my God. The frushi. So good. Everything it. I ate in Japan was excellent.
Absolutely. But anyway, that was pretty much it. It was actually a very low-key weekend. Nobody even fought or punched each other or spilled anything on each other or anything of the sort.
Actually, no. It was really, really good. Nobody, no wine, waterboarding or anything.
No. Right. And we met so many wonderful people who said such wonderful things, including how our New Yorkian accent is rubbing off on them.
Oh my God, dude. And the fact that we were just recently with each other, it like heightens it even more.
I know.
Like, my friend was like, you were just with Jesse, weren't you? And I'm like, damn, yeah.
It's kind of uncontrollable. Like, I feel like
it is.
It's like, I want to stop. I don't want to continue it. And I have to like consciously be like, don't do the New Yorkian accent for this next sentence, okay? Like a challenge almost.
I know. I have to actually. And I see it kind of like coming out of you, like trying to bust free on you know them.
Oh, it busts free all the time over there. But anyway, shall we move on to Lights, Camera, Smiles? Sorry if this was a shorter episode. I actually don't think it was. But
no,
if it was
a shorter episode,
you know, come on. We just got back and we're trying to get into the groove of things.
But yeah. Oh my God. My Lights, Camera, Smiles that I have to show you is literally so funny to me, dude. I saved this just to show you guys. I don't know if you've been seeing Austin McBroom on social media these days.
Yeah, I think I have actually. Why?
Now he's not trying. You know how he was doing like the funny cringe thing on purpose?
For a short time.
Now he's just doing the cringe thing, not on purpose. And it's really bad. Look at this. Tell me this isn't the corniest video ever. You have to watch the whole thing. You have to sit through the whole thing.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Like your vagina will close several times throughout this clip. Watch.
Ew. Well, we can't play the music because it's copywritten. What is he doing? It says on screen, if I make this, you can't say no and I get to take you on a date. That sounds like a fucking threat.
No. Watch his face. Watch his face.
Ew. Put that tongue back in your mouth. Not the ja, 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 ja.
Oh my God. It's so cringe. And he's been doing shit like this recently that like really like my whole vagina closes like hardcore.
Oh my God. One of the top comments is, Austin, I've had a long day. Literally, no, please, sir, leave us alone. He is so not attractive. So it's insane.
And like, not forget about like physically what he looks like.
Right.
Him as like his personality, dude, it's so not attractive.
And then you
attractive.
Put it together and wow, what a combo. Is that a cheetah belt? I don't know. Anyway, mine is actually a compilation of something that apparently went viral and I completely missed it. But it's this, I think a golden retriever that does this noise when he goes down the stairs. And it's like a compilation of all the times he does it.
Lucy.
It sounds like a little ghost. He's so cute. Or she's so cute.
Oh my God, pobrecito.
Pobrecito. Well, anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate it very much, but that's all we've got. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK.
Bye.